This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of Israel's military intelligence directorate resigned on Monday over Hamas's October 7th attack. The head of Israel's military intelligence becomes the first senior Israeli figure to step down over the failures surrounding the attack, which triggered the war in Gaza by Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group. It could set the stage for more resignations. A group of activists hopes to break Israel's blockade of Gaza with a flotilla of vessels carrying aid set to sail from Istanbul in the coming days. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The flotilla is organized by a coalition of international and Turkish humanitarian groups. They say it's not just about delivering aid, but challenging what they describe as Israel's blockade on Gaza. It's been 14 years since flotilla organizers last tried to break the blockade. The last time, Israeli commandos intercepted the Mavi Marmara, the vessel leading the flotilla. The raid led to the deaths of 10 people. Activists say they are aware of the dangers they face, but say the risk is worth taking, considering the scale of the humanitarian crisis. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday said the United States is looking into allegations of human rights abuses by Israel and its operations against Hamas in Gaza.
From day one, we've been working to do everything we can to try to increase protection for civilians, as well as, you know, to facilitate the delivery of humanitarian assistance for the Gazans who so desperately need it.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday told Ukraine it will soon get more air defense weaponry after the U.S. House of Representatives passed a massive aid package over the weekend. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a call with Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky, the president said once the Senate approves the package, he will sign off fast, and Ukraine will get badly needed air defense weapons. Russia's been stepping up its attacks. Zelensky says the president assured him of more long-range and artillery capabilities, and he's also hoping for more Patriot air defense systems from European Union members, though countries that have the high-tech batteries are hesitating to send them. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell says each will have to make its own call.
Everything has been said, and a lot of things have to be done.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Opening statements in Donald Trump's hush money trial sets the stage for weeks of testimony about the former U.S. president's personal life and places his legal troubles at the center of his closely contested campaign against President Joe Biden. Proceedings kicked off on Monday morning. Trump is accused of falsifying internal business records as part of an alleged scheme to bury stories he thought might hurt his presidential campaign in 2016. It's the first of Trump's four indictments to go to trial and the first criminal trial against a former U.S. president. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts. An agreement has reportedly been reached for U.S. troops to leave Niger, where hundreds marched to protest the American presence on Sunday in a sign of the West African country's shifting allegiances. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Hundreds marched through Niger's Agadez on Sunday to demand the departure of U.S. troops from a military base there. That shortly after a source familiar with the matter said an agreement had been reached between the army and Washington to start such a withdrawal. Military rulers in Niger, like juntas in neighboring Burkina Faso and Mali, have been ending military deals with one-time allies like the US and France, and instead fostering closer ties with Russia.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. South Africa's ruling African National Congress has lost a second court case against a new rival party led by former President Jacob Zuma. A judge on Monday dismissed the ANC's case alleging copyright infringement against the MK party for using a name and a logo the ANC claims ownership of. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.